welcome to your free preview of 7 minutes of Saints. It's $7 a month. You get four extra podcasts that'll be 7 minutes-ish every week, forever, until me and Andrew are dead. So you should do it. It's a free preview. It's awesome. Andrew, today we are talking about...
If one of us dies, we probably still do it.
Probably. I mean, like, you'd probably just leave me sad voicemails and, like, have no one to talk random Saints stuff to. And me too. It'd be really sad. Like you're my, like, sports best buddy. You're, like, my sports wife. Like, whenever any sports news happens, like, I gotta call Andrew. So, here's the thing, though. We're gonna talk about Teddy Bridgewater. We're gonna do all the Saints major free agents for this throughout the off season. But Teddy Bridgewater is, like, one that we're going to have to talk about over and over again, because I think Teddy Bridgewater, Andrew, is so complicated in a sense of there's so many questions about, especially with the way Breeze sort of ended, and, like, not that Breeze is over and he's washed up, but, like, the end is, like, really close for Drew Brees. So I think the question with Teddy Bridgewater is, what does he want? And I guess to me is, would the Saints be willing to extend Bridgewater out for four? Would they be willing to give Bridgewater a 4 or 5 year deal without knowing an answer from Breeze if he plans on 2019 being his last year?
All right, well, let's deconstruct this, all right? Let's look at this through multiple angles and, like, what are the scenarios where Bridgewater stays or leaves? And obviously we don't know the answers to these questions, but we can at least break it down and set it up for, you know, so we can really understand what's at play here. First off, the first question for me is, does Breeze intend on playing past 2019, going into the season? And the answer to that is either yes, no, or I don't know. I think at this point it's probably I don't know, but I'm leaning towards no. That's what I think Breeze's mindset is. I can't say for sure that I won't be back in 2020, but I don't think I'm going to be. I think this is my last year. So, and this is just where, you know, Breeze is going to have the whole offseason to think about it, but I'm just talking about today. That's probably what he's thinking. So, when you look at it through that prism, I think it would be smart for the Saints. Now, remember, Bridgewater had a $5 million deal this year for 1 year. I think they offer him a long-term deal, let's say 5 years, $80 million, something like that. And he, in the first year of his deal, is $5 million. So he's basically getting paid, you know, in his first year as if he were a backup in terms of what he takes up cap-wise. And then for subsequent years, he'll be, you know, he basically will take over as a starter and be paid as such. So that's kind of how I see that. If Breeze plans on leaving, then yes, I think Bridgewater stays, and I think he gets a long-term deal. Now, if Breeze is, let's say Breeze is like, I don't know, I may be here in 2020. If he's saying that, then Bridgewater, in my opinion, only comes back if he doesn't have an opportunity to start elsewhere. And so then the question becomes, is there any team out there, and if a team is going to hand the keys to Bridgewater, they're going to give him $20 million a year, because that's the going rate for a starting quarterback. So is there a team out there that's seen enough from Bridgewater to want to give him a long-term deal? If the answer to that question is no, then I think Bridgewater is more likely to come back to the Saints on a short-term deal. He'll want to do a 1 or maybe a 2 year deal, probably a 1 year deal where he's a backup to Breeze again, and then he can go back into free agency again and be reevaluated. But I think that's the question, you know, whether it's Denver or Washington, who needs a 1 year rental with Alex Smith being out, or Jacksonville, whatever. Like, are any of those teams, have they seen enough from Bridgewater in preseason last year and that one game he played against the Panthers to give him the keys and pay him $20 million? I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to make an evaluation of the rookie class. And, you know, I think, like, if a team like Washington were going to take a rookie first-round pick, they probably would still want to sign a veteran. But I don't necessarily think in a scenario like mm-hmm. that where they spend a first-round pick, they're not going to want to give Bridgewater $20 million. So that's the question to me is, you know, I think most teams would want Bridgewater and a first-round pick, kind of like the Jets did this past year, where we want Bridgewater's insurance, but we're not really committing to you definitely being the guy. So I don't know. I don't think a team is necessarily going to say, Teddy, here's $20 million. You're our guy. And as long as that doesn't happen, I think the odds of him coming back to New Orleans are pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing to me is with Bridgewater is his options, I feel like his options are going to be more limited than people believe. Like, I think the quarterback market is not going to be as good as people think. And he's not going to have as many options. Because I think, like, teams like Miami are thinking about tanking. And I just don't think his options are going to be as good as people think. Now, the question to me then becomes, like you said, does he come back? But my question is, more important to that is, man, it becomes dicey, Andrew, if the Saints give him a long-term deal, how do you think, like, Thomas and Kamara and all the players will feel if they're paying Bridgewater before they pay Michael Thomas and Kamara and all that, you know?
You know, I think, I mean, I don't know how they'll feel, to be honest. And I'm sure in the NFL there's always going to be jealousy about this guy makes this much. And, you know, these are selfish people. But, you know, I mean, the NFL is a business, and, you know, the players realize that. And they probably, players think higher of themselves than most GMs do. And so, you know, they're going to want to get paid, and they're going to compare themselves to others. But I think there is an understood dynamic. First of all, that Breeze is 40 years old, and if there has to be an insurance plan, and the way the league is set up in terms of dynamics, I think it's clear that quarterbacks operate on a different, much larger, and much more franchise-specific scale. So, I mean, I just think, like, Michael Thomas, for example, would be way more pissed if Kamara or Cam Jordan or, you know, some guy younger than him, you know, Davenport got a new deal. I mean, you know, obviously that wouldn't happen, but I'm just saying, like, I think Michael Thomas would pay way more attention to that than he would, or, you know, the Saints go out in free agency and spend a ton on Golden Tate. Like, I think that's going to bother Michael Thomas a lot more than anything the Saints do at quarterback, because ultimately he knows he can't be successful in New Orleans unless the quarterback situation is stable, because that's the guy throwing him the ball. And again, like, I just think there's an understanding that quarterbacks operate differently from every other position.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing to me too is the best case scenario for all of this would be for Breeze to tell the Saints, hey, 2019 is going to be it for me, so do what you need to do. And the Saints sort of signed Teddy Bridgewater. You know, Breeze would announce it at a press conference, maybe be like, hey, 2019 is it, guys. We're gonna run this back one last time. 2019 is it. And then, like, a week later, the Saints are like, yeah, we just signed Bridgewater for 5 years, $85 million. It's going to be $5 million against the cap this year. And it's all smiles and, like, in place, right? But it never, ever goes like that, right?
Well, you know, one other layer to this that I didn't mention that we didn't really consider is a scenario where Mickey Loomis tells Drew Brees, hey, I'm signing to Teddy Bridgewater. We like him and we believe in him. We're signing him to a long-term deal that's going to be cap-friendly in year one. And this is your last year with the Saints. So we're not re-signing you. So you can play with someone else. We won't franchise tag you. You can retire. But after this year, we're moving on, and we're committing to Teddy. And, I mean, that would be a pretty ballsy move from Loomis, but I don't think at this point we can rule it out either.
Oh, that's ballsy, though. I mean, that is on par with what the Packers did to Favre.
Yeah.
You know, where they were like, you know, basically he was doing this, I don't know if I'm coming back. His dance was more, he did that for 2 or 3 years, and the Packers are just like, that's it. We're going with Rodgers. But it's the same thing, man.
The Colts did it with Manning, too. I mean, they're like, yeah. Listen, we got, you know, you were injured all year, you were out, and we have a choice here. We can either bank on you coming back or just go with Andrew Luck, who's our future now. And that's exactly what they did. So, I mean, you know, and somebody said this. I think it was you, Ralph, on Twitter. Like, Joe Montana was not untouchable. Hey, was not untouchable. So, you know, who isn't? You know, like if that guy in the twilight of his career has to go to Kansas City to keep playing and leave San Francisco, I just don't think we can say that Breeze is, you know, is immune from the same fate potentially.
Yeah, and that was the argument that people were making with me on Twitter. They were like, hey, he's Drew Brees. He'll tell the Saints, and he'll just – and they'll never – like, yeah, they would. Like, people do it to quarterbacks all the time. And the thing is, look, we'll get to it more in the offseason. And, look, we've had the jokes about the Drew Brees arm truthers and all that. But his end of the year, he's not the same dude anymore. And I think you can make the case of you could still win a Super Bowl with him. The Patriots did it with Brady. You can build the offensive line. You can get him a bunch of receivers that can get open like Edelman in short spaces. But, like, the end for Breeze is really close. And I'm going to tell you, if he gets injured, like, if he would lose, if he gets, like, an ankle injury or an injury that hampers his mobility and his ability to get rid of the ball quick, his decline, I worry, Andrew, would be immediate, immense, and over. Like, I think like a ankle sprain or like a knee sprain, like it would be curtains for him. And I think the Saints understand that. And that's why, to me, I think the Teddy Bridgewater thing, as we talk, because the Saints are like on two tracks, right? They're like, we got to try to win the Super Bowl one more time. So we talk about getting more receivers and tight ends and getting more depth at offensive line, and we talk about those things. But at the same time, I think quarterback is just as critical, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if the quarterback situation for the Saints is the first thing they do out the gate or right before free agency. Like, I think there's a potential for a, wow, like, the Saints are signing Teddy Bridgewater to a 5-year, $85 million contract with no sense of what, you know, Brees hasn't announced anything publicly, and it would dominate the NFL news cycle for a day or two. Like, I think that is on the table.
We're way over time. But
we're way over time.
But this is a good topic, and you know, hopefully this will convince some of you guys to invest in the goodies that we have this offseason. Because, you know, there's a lot of good topics here. We'll go over 7 minutes if it warrants it. But, you know, the last thing I want to throw out there is a financial implication of this, too. I think Mickey Loomis is tired of negotiating with Tom Condon. I think Mickey Loomis is tired of dealing with that. And I think Breeze has not been a guy who's like, oh, I'll take a huge friendly discount. Some people talk about how, you know, he really helped the team with, you know, cap manipulation, but that was just offsetting his money into the future, like in terms of cap, you know, getting more money up front. So if anything, like that was kind of financially beneficial to Breeze. And I just think at this stage of his career, is going to want, like, if he's going to put his body through this and he's going to keep playing, like, it's got to be worth it to him and his family. So, like, I don't think Brees is going to play for $10 million. And frankly, like, if he was cool with that, Tom Condon wouldn't be his agent, you know? So, like, I think he's going to be $25 million is what he's going to want. And I think Mickey Loomis is going to tell him, like, look, somebody might be willing to pay you that. But, like, based on what you the level of play that you have, like, I can't build a roster around you to help us win if I'm paying you that much. So,
yeah,
your choices are I'll pay $10 million for what you're able to give us, and then I can spend a bunch of other resources to protect you. But I can't spend 25 and win with the level of play that you have right now. And, you know, as you're aging, as you're getting older, like, I have to spend on the offensive line. I have to spend on making sure you have a running game. I have to spend on a tight end so you have a threat over the middle. Like, I can't trust that you're going to turn water into wine with Willie Sneed and Lance Moore. You know, like, you're not going to make those players stars anymore. So I think Loomis is at a point where he's not willing to spend what Brees wants, and Brees is at a point where he's not going to keep playing unless it's financially worth it for him, right? Because, you know, he's got more to life. Brees has plenty of life after football. So I just think that whole dynamic there is something where, you know, I think that would be why Loomis maybe wants to move on after this year.
And my final thing is, too, is if the Saints, if, you know, I mean, I know fans have sort of, they've sort of turned against Teddy because fans are like, oh, he was terrible and he didn't look great against Carolina. But I don't think the Saints believe anything off of the Carolina game because they didn't game plan and they were playing with a backup offensive line. But here's the thing, Andrew, if the Saints have seen enough of Teddy Bridgewater in practice and they're like, he can be a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, and they really believe that. And if you believe you can get a top 12 quarterback at $20 million a year, I know it sounds crazy, that's a bargain. Like, if Teddy Bridgewater, say he's like in 2 years, in 2020, if Teddy Bridgewater is like the eighth best quarterback in the NFL, if the Saints are paying him $20 million, they are fucking set beautifully. And the thing is, like, if they believe that about Teddy Bridgewater, this is their shot. Like, you're not going to get another shot to lock in the heir apparent, Drew Brees, and move and have a smooth transition in 2020 if you don't do it now. So, like, there's an immediacy to it that the Saints have to take into account. And I just think it's really interesting. And we're going to be talking about it a lot. And as you can see, you got 18 minutes instead of 7. So, join us.
I've got one last comment, and that's that. Sean Payton obviously likes Teddy Bridgewater. He would not have traded a third round pick for a 1 year insurance policy for a backup quarterback. Like, he just wouldn't do that unless he really liked the player and wanted him in the building. So that's clear. By all accounts, he's played well at practice, et cetera. So I'm sure when the acquisition was made, there was a plan in place. And really the only thing at this point, like, his knee is healthy. Like, we've seen that. He's played in a game. He's played in preseason. Like, his knee is good to go. So at this point, the only scenario where Sean Payton wouldn't want him back is if he misevaluated the player. In other words, over the course of the year in practice or in that game, he saw something where he was like, oh, man, I was wrong about him. He's not as good as I thought. But I don't think that's the case. So, you know, I think the Saints will want him back. It's just, you know, there's a lot of dynamics at play.
Yeah. So, anyway, people, you got 20 minutes instead of 7. So you get bonus content. So you should sign up and pay the $7 a month. You get your Saints every freaking day, and you know you want it, especially when free agency and the draft and the off season when you're desperate. So sign up, do it. We'll see you tomorrow.